Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The new guys.
Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Is there a profession that you'll never date? We want to find out why. Like, you'll never date a bouncer ever again in your life. What happened? You know, I'm just throwing out an example for you. Shoot us a call or a text, 877-971-HITS. What's a professional you'll never date? See if it fits in with the top five professions that you should never date because they're major drama, according to this new study I found, all right? Brian, we'll go with you first, bro. What's that profession you'll never date?
Well, what's funny is, like, I would answer this from a woman's perspective, and I would just keep saying every job I've ever had. You know what I'm saying?
Comedian,
which just, at some point, right, at some point in time, the common denominator is me. So I was thinking, I was like, man, I wouldn't date someone who worked in politics. Did that. I wouldn't date someone who worked in, if I were a girl, like, ooh.
Social worker, teacher, that's all you, bro.
You know what? I don't have... In my life, I feel like because I'm the more difficult one in any relationship, I feel like I've never been able to, like, pinpoint a career for a woman and be like, that was the problem. It's like, I have so much trouble holding it together.
Yeah.
That I'm the issue. I'm the red card.
That's very mature of you, though, bro. That's real good. Chelsea, how about you? You have a profession you won't date?
I feel like...
Finding difficult to date?
Yeah, I feel like dating someone like a funeral home director.
Oh!
Or like a someone who worked in a morgue.
Corner.
Just like depressing. Someone that came home that, like, had... It was just...
Guess who died today?
Yeah, like, that would be really hard for me because I like to, like, talk about, you know, work stuff. And
yeah, how to go to work today.
And, like, to be passionate about dead people would be hard to really swallow on a daily basis.
Unemployed would also be a real bummer.
Is that career?
Actually,
for some people turn it into one.
For me, man, it would be and I absolutely love and respect this profession tremendously, especially after, you know, we had baby Ariela. I'm talking about nurses. But I don't think I could ever date a nurse because I am a huge baby when I get sick. I could just have a little bit of a sore throat, a little fever, and I'm like, oh, ay, Dios mío, I can't get up, like, I'm tore up, this. And I have friends that have been married to nurses, and they don't even flinch. They're like, the Tylenol's in the kitchen, go get it, like, work it out. Like, do you know what I see every day?
Yeah, I work in the trauma department.
Exactly, there's nothing that you're going through that compares to what I see every day. And next thing you know, my buddy has to call his mom to bring over some sopita de pollo, you know, some chicken soup or something like that.
I would say, like, I have some buddies who've dated nurses, and they love it because they never have to go to the doctor ever again. And most guys hate going to the doctor regardless. I mean, they do if it's serious, but most of the time they can just run it by their girlfriend and they'll be like, do this, and do this. You'll be fine. And then you don't have to go make an appointment and sit in a weird waiting room.
That's kind of handy, you know what I'm saying? But here are the top five professions you should never date according to the study. And keep calling in and let us know who you'll never date again. 877-971-HITS. Number five, surgeons. You would think you want a date because, you know, they make some good money.
It's the ego.
Right? Also, a salesperson.
They kinda can talk you into anything or talk you out of things or just are a good talker.
Work long hours as well, you know? Yeah. Number three,
travel.
A media person, TV or radio personality.
And that's us.
I agree. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. Number two, a lawyer. There you go. If you don't like to argue, that's going to be a tough one right there. And number one, you cannot date a CEO. They are cray. It's going to be major drama.
What?
CEOs. All these five things have the one thing in common. They got to have a lot of confidence and almost a lot of ego.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at, like, surgeons and stuff, like, it's hard to ever convince a surgeon they're wrong on anything. Like, do you know what I just did? I just cut out a piece of someone's brain today. You're going to tell me I did something wrong? You're like, well, maybe not.
You know what? The CEO thing worked out for me. My wife is the CEO of my life and our household and whatnot. And it worked out pretty good. I think it's just a matter of knowing that she's a CEO and admitting that. You know?
I think in any relationship, if you don't have, like, some mutual respect and, like, some sort of, like, reciprocity or equivalence in terms of, like, you got to do something, they got to do something, you both have to be confident in what you do. Because if one person just outweighs the entire situation, whether it be with ego or money or whatever, it's going to create, like, this dissonance where people are, like, you know, you're insecure or you feel like they're talking down to you every time they
say
something.
That's a big one, bro. Talking down, for sure. Top five professions we just shared with you. What is a profession you'll never date? 877-97-1-HITS. Jessica from the OC, good morning.
Hey.
Jessica, what's that one profession you'll never date and why?
Well, let me tell you, I am impossible to date because I'm a bartender at a strip club.
Yeah, that could be a rough one. And men would go there to like see strippers, but also they hit on the bartenders relentlessly.
Right. I've got dudes trying to slide in my DMs all the time.
So is it like the guys that you date get insecure because of how many guys are hitting on you?
Yes, it's constant. I mean, to be fair, I'm kind of cool with it, but obviously that's what makes me hard to date.
Well, I think that goes for most bartenders. I've dated bartenders in the past, and you just have to be cool when you go visit them at work that they're working. They're going to laugh. They're going to show, like, flirty attention because, I mean, they're all, like, it's cash. It's a cash business.
It's trying to get that tip. Cash tip, that is.
If you can't handle
it. That's how I get my money.
Yeah, if you can't handle it, then don't bother your girl at work.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, but I love how honest you are. You're like, yeah, just don't date me. Thank you, Jessica. Hopefully things work out, or it sounds like you may need to change your career to find love.
Yeah, I think I might.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, thanks.
Mary, what's a profession you'll definitely never date again?
Musician.
Chelsea, they're talking to you, girl.
Speaking to the choir, girl. I've been there.
Yeah, they're so unstable, and they're really cocky, as Chelsea said. They're not someone you want to date at all.
Was it a musician that was actually making it, or just like a hobbyist who had a band in the garage?
Oh my God, don't even get me started on the ones that think they can make it. Those are just a different ballpark. They're just trouble.
Do you keep going back to them, though? Like, is it a reoccurring theme for you as well?
Musicians? Oh no, that was like a new thing I wanted to try, and I just kind of was like, why did I do that?
Mary, so what's worked for you recently? What profession has worked?
So I'm dating a CPA.
Yep, see?
Nice, complete opposite. I love that.
Wow!
Organized, like, knows numbers, can help you on your taxes.
Actually, he's extremely spontaneous and impulsive and just the opposite of what a CPA should be. So
it's only a matter of time before he's in the news for doing something wrong.
What? I'm sorry?
That was rude, Brian.
Brian was just joking. Things are going to work out with a CPA.
No, it won't work out. It's just something's going to happen.
Good stuff, I hope.
Mary, thank you so much for calling in. Have fun with your CPA.
Thank you.
Get it, man. This sounds like a weird... Have fun with your CPA. Like, doesn't make sense, right?
I mean, not traditionally wouldn't make sense.
But that's good stuff. Brian, what are our texts saying, bro?
We got a text from 626, never date an NBA player.
Oof. I mean, we learned from the Kardashians.
Right,
that's
what I'm saying. Is it? Let's get Jenner texting us right now. I wrote back to him, like, do you have experience? Like, I want to hear more about this. Then we got a bunch saying, like, don't date firefighters. The hours are awful. I mean, I'm sure when it comes down to just hours, it's
right.
Like, I could see that being a real pain just because you got somebody who's going to spend, they spend like 3-4 days at a time just, in a firehouse chilling. And I don't think you can just go hang out at the firehouse.
Yeah, absolutely. Stacy from Riverside texted in, a psychologist could never date a psychologist. I wonder if that's because they're always analyzing you or feel like they have every answer to your relationship problems, or are they like kind of bummed out every day because they hear so many negative things all day,
I think it's more like you just feel judged.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, when I was going through graduate school, get my social work degree, everyone was learning about counseling techniques and stuff. And then you feel like someone would paraphrase. That's one of the strategies you use, like, oh, what I'm hearing you say is, and I'm like, oh, this is over. You just learned that yesterday.
A lot of the professions we've been saying are professions that we feel like they would judge us. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we should just date unemployed people. Like, you can't judge me, you're unemployed.
It's probably not a good idea. No. I don't want that for myself.
Good point, Chelsea. Then why do you keep dating musicians?
Oh, well.
She likes the chaos.
The new guys.
Average. 97.1.
Amp. Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.